This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I want to thank Boyd's Gunstocks for hosting the interview with Ted Nugent. We did some good stuff with them. There's a, on YouTube, there's a video up called Ted Nugent and Boyd's Gunstocks Team Up for Veterans that I posted today. Go search that out and look at it. They're doing some really, I mean, Boyd's is going to take two gun stocks that they have made special. They've done a little special laser etching on it. They're going to build some hunting rifles out on these. Rifle and optic. And then hopefully the way this is going to work, we're going to take him to Ted on his ranch, and he's going to kill something exotic that's on his ranch. And then while he's on the hunt with these, there'll be a couple of deserving veterans there for it, and he's going to give these guns to these veterans. And they were kind enough to host the interview, which I had nowhere to do it other than there. And that was a good time. And Ted had a good time with it, and I hope Boyd's did. I had a good time with it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, can we do a little science? Now, it can be nice for some people to walk through life believing that the paradise that the founders built here in North America is the natural state of man, and that we can therefore forego the difficult and the dangerous tasks associated with defending it. And some of us, however, don't have that luxury of illusion. We know that peace and civilization are not a natural state of man, and that the black swan events that we have somehow convinced ourselves could never happen do happen with startling regularity. And this is why you should buy guns and ammunition. Specifically, you should own, at a minimum, a modern semi-automatic rifle like an AR-15 that is simple to operate, easily accessorized for the individual user, reliable, and rugged. The leftists call these assault rifles, but they are not. Insisting that the leftists be accurate when describing what they seek to ban is gunsplaining, which is a heinous macro-aggression that is right up there with assuming someone's gender on the big list, oh, liberal sins. If you don't agree with me, you clearly hate science. Why do leftists hate science so much? Because it is science. The math is clear. And that chaos is in the cards, and you better be ready. B.J. Campbell wrote, "The surprisingly solid mathematical case of the tinfoil hat gun prepper, or who needs an AR-15 anyway?" True article, real article. And we already face a significant chance of significant upheaval in the near future, even though we factor in the kind of attacks on the rule of law and on citizen sovereignty that we're currently seeing from the left and their Frido-Con appeaser pals. We're watching, sort of in slow motion, a real-time elite coup to undo the election. Our rights to free speech and freedom of religion and the right to keep and bear arms are under vicious attack by leftists and their cultural and corporate cronies. The elite is no longer even hiding its belief that normals have no right to govern ourselves. And the normal people are feeling it. And they have the unsettling, nagging feeling that the fabric of society is fraying. And it's all beginning to fall apart. And their anxiety manifests not just in whispered questions like, do you think this is going to end in a civil war? Probably not. But the good news is that if the Democrats provoke another one, the normals will win again. But it manifests in the culture. Look at the popularity of apocalyptic entertainment like The Walking Dead. Look at the number of TV shows about people preparing for disaster. Being prepared, which means having the means to physically defend yourself and your rights, and for those of you who don't know what that means guns, is the rational choice, the choice compelled by science. And it's also your legal duty and moral duty as an American citizen. Or you can be defenseless, helpless, a subject, if you will, instead of a citizen. But science makes clear that chaos is a real possibility. So are you going to be ready, or are you just going to deny science? Now, the lessons of experience support the science. Now, I've seen people get into these, you know, I have a Twitter account, I just don't use it, but I read from people. And I saw this Twitter argument going on about how you can't truly be a man if you don't have weapons to defend what is yours. And I saw the other guy ended up, I heard that he ended up blocking the party that was making that position. And he scoffed at the notion that we should rely on ourselves for our own defense rather than rely on the government. This is before the Broward County disgrace, because our civilization could ever collapse. Except it has. 26 years ago, we had the L.A. riots in South Central and elsewhere. And the people who had to actually deal with this did not have the luxury of comfort that the limousine leftist fantasy about how you can outsource your duty to defend yourself, your family, your community, and your constitution. There were terrified, defenseless people at the mercy of thugs. The cops were gone. They were gone. They are outmanned. One per 19,000 nationwide. They are outmanned. They cannot fight this. But then you had these Korean grocery store people, the owners of the places, on the rooftops with their rifles. They were not defenseless. So, you know, when Reginald Denny was dragged out of his vehicle, and a bunch of animals dragged him out of his truck and smashed his head in with a brick on television after the LAPD was gone. It's lucky that he lived beyond that. So, there have been times like when I was in the military where they would tell us we couldn't have this, we couldn't have that. And everybody I know still had that stuff, that we still had it no matter where we were. Because we were not going to be defenseless. We brought our own stuff. But, you know. Nowadays, the Army currently has 58 active and reserve brigade combat teams. And do the math. That's nothing. That is nothing. We got to build that back up. As a matter of fact, I'm more worried about them having to actually go into combat than I am having to face them. Because if we face them, we're going to mop the floor with them. Technology aside, they got to get on the ground, and when, you know, for them, they have no cavalry to come for them. So the leftists want you disarmed, and the ones who want you that way will often point out that if you have a higher chance of being, or that you have a higher chance of being killed if you have a gun in your house. I don't know, that may be true. Because criminals have guns in their houses, and criminals are more likely to be killed. So that probably skews the numbers a bit. But you can't ignore science. Chaos is out there waiting for us. It is like a, you know, sort of a specter waiting for something to pop. And when it pops, there won't be no time to go make that last-minute purchase. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. What makes Boyd's unique is that Boyd's takes the time to research what people want. They take the time to imagine what's going to work. Then they take the time to try it out and actually see how well it does. And they keep whittling at that. And it's like a piece of wood that you're trying to whittle into a shape. They go through this until they get it right. And then once they have it right, then what you have is art. You have functional art, a nice, snug, tight fit, increased accuracy. It's a beautiful thing. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I'm going to tell you what, I'm looking around here, and I'm looking at, I installed this shelving unit, and I have entirely too much junk. I've got clamps. I've got all these C clamps that I've never used. I've got 4 photography backpacks. I've only got 2 cameras. I don't know what's up. Books, I got books I've never read. I need an intervention. Every Town for Gun Safety President John Feinblatt, he put an op-ed into the Daily News detailing how he believes the NRA is on a losing streak. He comes to a number of conclusions that he attempts to present as facts, but really, they're sort of just sort of, you know, hopes and dreams. Number 3, we're going to count down. He cites losing corporate support. One of his biggest reasons for believing there's a changing tide in Americans' views on guns and the NRA is that corporate sponsors no longer offering discounts to NRA members. They're losing support. Right and left of companies like Hertz and Delta and the Bank of Omaha. They've ended partnerships with the NRA because they no longer want to be associated with such a toxic brand. Other companies like Dick's Sporting Goods and Citigroup are playing like an active role in the push to create a more responsible gun marketplace. Businesses live or die on their ability to respond to customers, so when you see them dropping the NRA like a hot potato, it's a reliable indicator that America is experiencing a major shift on guns. Well, you're just a fool, okay? Dick's Sporting Goods was still a member of the NSSF till just a couple of days ago when the NSSF kicked them out. What does that mean? That means that at some point when they felt like they could, nobody would notice, they were going to plan to sell guns again. They probably still do. They don't really. Big box stores don't have a whole lot of room to monkey around with certain formulas. Okay? Hertz and Delta and the Bank of Omaha and all these other places. Delta, okay? I flew Delta. There's not a whole lot of airlines to fly with that are worth flying on. I flew on Southwest for SHOT Show, and it's like getting on a cattle car. Then they started blowing out windows. So I wanted to go with somebody else, so I went with Delta. And it was more comfortable. And when Delta was partnered with the NRA, only 13 people went for the discounted ticket. So what did the NRA membership lose? Nothing. They lost things that existed, but nobody used. And this does not create a more responsible gun marketplace. The gun marketplace is already heavily regulated and very responsible. And remember this, no one forced businesses to provide NRA members with a discount. They chose to be partners with the NRA. They made the decision to reward gun owners for being members of the NRA. Nobody twisted their arm and told them that they absolutely, unequivocally, had to give any sort of discount to anybody. Number 2, he believes the majority of Americans view the NRA unfavorably. He seems to think the majority of Americans view the NRA, you know, bad. But he fails to mention how he comes to that conclusion. He does provide this statistic, but doesn't mention where or how he obtained it. He said on March 24th, more than 2 million people in cities as big as New York and as small as Sholo, Arizona, population 12,000, marched in support of gun safety and in opposition to the NRA's guns everywhere agenda. So, New York City, having a protest in New York City, about not having guns or not allowing guns is sort of dumb because you're already there and you don't allow guns anyway. It's like having one in New Jersey. We don't want any guns here. Go talk to Kevin Sweeney. He's already fixed that for you. So, you know, getting out there and saying the majority of Americans suddenly oppose the NRA, you know, that's pretty stupid. Fine Blatt. Number one, he assumes that the gun owners are just going to go away. Didn't you learn anything during that 2016 election, Feinblatt? As much as gun control advocates hate to admit it, it's something you can't deny. Gun owners knock on doors and make phone calls urging friends and family to vote for the right candidate, the pro-gun candidate, and most importantly, they show up at the polls and then they vote. Gun owners are passionate about the Second Amendment. You know why? Because we know what's at stake. We know history, and we refuse to let other countries' past become our future, as much as you guys want to be Venezuela. We know that our founding fathers placed an emphasis on the Second Amendment because they feared a tyrannical government. When gun control advocates attempt to disarm us, they're going against everything our founding fathers wanted and envisioned for America. So we're not going to sit down, and we're not going to shut up, and we're not going to go away. There's nowhere for us to go. This is our country. We were the ones that fought for it. We were the ones that founded it. We were the ones that made it work. We were the ones that defended it. And no matter how bad you want that to change, that's simply not going to happen. So getting out there and saying, well, of course, we can see the signs, reading the tea leaves, we're looking at it, and we're seeing that, well, you know, the NRA's favorability is on the wane. I got all kinds of stuff I don't like about the NRA. All kinds of stuff. But a couple of things have happened recently within the NRA that gives me hope. One, Tim Knight, my friend Tim Knight, who has been a board member for a long time, got reelected and made the top 10 out of all vote getters out there. And I didn't do that. I helped a little bit with that, but mainly Tim did that. Tim did that. And that tells me that the NRA membership is looking for people that perform. And now we've got Oliver North as the president of the NRA. I don't know how old Oliver is. I met him last year. I met him last year, talked to him briefly. But this is going to be a guy who is unafraid. And maybe we'll get a little bit of a sense of urgency coming out of this. We'll see. We are definitely going to see. But, Mr. Feinblatt, you're just wrong, buddy. You're just wrong, and it's okay. I'm wrong, too. Just not like you are. I'm not wrong. Not wrong the way you are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
The president is in Canada for the G7 summit. Now, before the president took off, he did field some questions from reporters and did raise a few eyebrows when he was asked about Russia and the G7.
I would recommend, and it's up to them, but Russia should be in the meeting. It should be a part of it. Whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in.
And earlier today from the G7 summit, President Trump talking about his meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
And we've made a lot of progress today. We'll see how it all works out, but we've made a lot of progress. It could be that NAFTA will be a different form. It could be with Canada, with Mexico, one-on-one, much simpler agreement, much easier to do, I think better for both countries. But
this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You know what's really bad? I was young when this song was new. Remember when it came out. The children, there used to be this thing called MTV where they would actually play music videos. Music television, music videos. It was great. I don't know what they play on there now. Do they play music video at all? Because nowadays I think most of them just go on YouTube, don't they? Hey, but I digress. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, you know what? If I would actually just let the video, audio play, let's try that again. Okay, let's try that one more time.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Wow, third time was the charm. That's great. Boyd's Gun Stocks has already done all the legwork. They've done all the R&D. They've gotten out there. They have developed for you a roster of ergonomic solutions that one of them is going to work for whichever weapon you have. And the odds are when you've got 200, 250 name brands with 2,000 models that they make a gun stock for, they probably have one for you. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. One of the reasons I don't do a live video feed anymore is when I make mistakes like that, which is part of the drama of live radio, I have the luxury of punching myself, and you guys don't get to see that. Every time there is a mass murder that has to do with a firearm, we get the same old song and dance from the gun control fanatics. You're sorry this happened? Then you must institute gun control. Oh, you don't want to do that? Then it's your fault that it happened. The NRA is bad. They kill people. We must have gun control. Innocent law-abiding Americans are responsible. Don't you feel bad for the victims? Then institute our gun control agenda that will do nothing to stop the killings. It's ham-handed, relentless propaganda peddled by the smug, self-righteous anti-gun zealot. Here's some things for you anti-gun nuts that you never, you know, you don't see them mention when they demand that we disarm the whole country because some crazy guy murdered some people. Item number one, some of the worst mass murders didn't use guns. The worst mass murder in on American soil was 9/11, which featured terrorists turning planes into weapons and 3,000 people died using case cutters, box cutters. Then there was the Oklahoma City bombing, which used explosives and cost the lives of 168, fertilizer. One of the largest mass murders and worst at a school was the Bat School disaster in 1927, which used dynamite pyrrolol to achieve a 44-person body count. 1962, a man committed suicide via dynamite on a plane. 45 people died when it went down. In the 2016 Nice attack in France, 86 people were killed with a large cargo truck. In 2016 in Japan, 19 people were even killed with a knife. And the idea that these sort of killings are impossible without guns is simply not true. Number two, America is not the only country with this problem. Mass murder happens all over the world, and if you account for the population difference between the United States and the smaller nations, we're not even one of the countries with the worst problem. But a study of global mass murder incidents from 2009 to 2015 by the Crime Prevention Research Center, headed by John Lott, shows the U.S. doesn't even lead the world in mass shootings. In fact, it doesn't even make up the top 10 when measured by death rate per million population from mass public shootings. So who's number one? Norway, with an outlier mass shooting death rate of 1.888 per million. And that, and the reason for that, and this is because these things are so rare, is because of one incident with the one with Anders Breivik, where he killed 77 people in 2011. Number two is Serbia, just 0.381, followed by France at 0.347, Macedonia at 0.337, and Albania at 0.206. Slovakia, Finland, Belgium, and Czech Republic will all follow. Then comes the U.S. at number 11 with a death rate of 0.089. The idea that this only happens here is simply not true. Number three, all the shooters are white guys. There's a long-running myth that mass murderers, and for that matter serial killers, it says they're almost all white guys. That isn't correct, as even Slate Magazine noted in a rare moment of candor. The proportion of white mass shooters drops down to 56%. Judging by those newer numbers and with the most current census estimate, that 76.9% of America is white, the whites are overrepresented among mass shooters meme becomes even less accurate. Perpetrators that Mother Jones classifies as... Oh, I got dropped out of my own chat room. What does that mean? Perpetrators that Mother Jones classifies as Asian make up 7.4% versus an estimated 5.7% of the population, while these Mojo identifies as black represent 17.0% of the mass shooters in the database versus an estimated 13.3% of the population. According to this data set, then Asians and black Americans are overrepresented among mass shooters by about the same proportion, a bit more than one-fourth, that whites are underrepresented. Number four, mass shootings are much more rare than gun control advocates would have you believe. The problem here is that if it bleeds, it leads, and the bloodier, the better. And that means that a mass shooting murder event gets enormous amounts of publicity every time they happen. And if you believe gun control nuts, they happen every day. Sometimes four or five times. But what are the chances that you're actually going to die in a mass shooting murder event? Well, in an anti-gun article in the Washington Post from April of this year, it was noted that 1,081 people had died in mass shootings from 1966 to present. So, in other words, roughly 21 people per year die in mass shooting murders over the last 52 years. Now, 335 times per year, Americans drown in a bathtub, hot tub, or spa. 2016, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, 656 people were beaten to death with hands, fists, feet, etc. They were Bruce Lee'd to death. So if the fake stream obsessively focused on stories like these, then we'd have people calling for bans on bathtubs and martial arts training. The death of any innocent person is a terrible thing, but the number of deaths via mass murders doesn't justify 1/50th of the attention it's given in a nation of 325 million people. Number five, banning rifles will do very little to address the problem. There is no gun control policy that our government can put in place that's going to stop a mass murder. And if I need to tell you that again, I'll be happy to. There is no gun control policy that our government can put in place that will stop mass murder. Still, the latest thing we've heard from people who exploit the deaths of innocent people to further their political agenda, that they don't want to ban guns. They just want to ban these awful assault rifles to prevent mass shootings. Now, that doesn't make much sense if you actually look at the data on the weapons used in mass shootings. According to the FBI, rifles of all kinds accounted for just 3% of all firearm homicide in 2016, while handguns accounted for 65%. Contrary to what you may have heard, handguns are also by far the most common choice for the mass shooter murderer dude. Makes no sense, but that's okay. They're never going to tell you that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
It almost worked exactly how I intended it. When I was at the Boyd's booth, you know, when it comes to re-outfitting your gun, when it comes to making your gun better, when it comes to reviving an older weapon that you've had at the house for a long time, they are the best solution. And for dollar, this is the smartest solution. Boyd's Gun Stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, one of the smartest things our founding fathers did was resist the urge to follow most of human history and get rid of the concept of nobility. And if they hadn't, we'd be subjects subservient to the state and a ruling class. The eternal wisdom of the men who created the United States of America has been on full display again recently, thanks to the different ways two babies are being treated by our old colonizers. The royal family in England welcomed a new baby this week, little Prince Louis. Well, you know, when they welcomed him, Prince Louis Arthur Charles. And that's great. Babies are fun. They're a joy. They can be a handful, but they're fun nonetheless. And when you have millions of dollars at a staff, the handful part is, you know, is likely much less, but the joy part remains. Little Louis is being showered with attention, both by his family and their staff and the media. And the world is following the latest news involving the newborn, who sits fifth in the line for the throne in the United Kingdom. But also in England, A 23-month-old, you know, boy named Alfie Evans was not in line for any throne. And he was also getting media attention, but not nearly as much as the newly minted royal. The attention Alfie received was not a celebration of his life, but it was waiting for his death. Alfie was sick, and of what remains a mystery, but the cause of his death is clear. His government is what killed him. The British National Health Service, the socialized system for healthcare most often held up as the model for which we should aspire, is a heartless, cold bureaucracy that would rather an infant die than be exposed for the failure it is. Doctors had no idea why Alfie was sick. They thought they did, so they stopped looking. Further treatment, they said, was pointless as he would not recover. The best option was to remove his ventilator and just let him pass. And that end, these experts assured the court, would come quickly without the aid of machines. The court, against the wishes of Alfie's parents, agreed that letting the baby die was in his best interest. This was a do-over of the Charlie Gard tragedy, where another baby boy was deemed no longer worth treating against the wishes of his parents, ordered to die rather than allow him to be brought to the United States for the possible life-saving experimental treatment. Back then I said, could Charlie's life have been saved? And it was unlikely, but thanks to the UK's National Health Service, we're never going to know. The government machine managed to delay and hope for the best, or hope that beyond the point of no return, and make no mistake about it, his disease will be Charlie Gard's cause of death. It will be the system trying to protect itself that will ultimately have killed him. I said that then. And they were again trying to protect themselves in Alfie's case. But a funny thing happened on the way to this latest UK infanticide. Alfie didn't die immediately when they disconnected the machines. After finding unsympathetic ears through the UK court system and international pressure, including a grant of Italian citizenship, medical equipment at the ready for transport to Italy, and a personal appeal from the Pope, all hope seemed lost. The bureaucracy wasn't interested, not because it doesn't care. It doesn't. No bureaucracy cares. But because, just like Charlie, they couldn't afford the possibility of Alfie living. If Alfie were to have lived, it would have not only exposed the experts as being wrong, it would have caused people to question the wisdom and the compassion of a system they've been conditioned to believe is the best the world has to offer. This would have led to questions like why their government was willing to kill this baby rather than let his parents try anything possible to save him. Then those questions about Alfie might have been asked about other people's loved ones. Expectations could rise. And who knows where that would go. But when Alfie didn't die immediately after the machines were removed, some of those questions started to be asked anyway. Still, the courts, the government of the UK, would not let Alfie leave the country or the hospital, insisting that he has to die. Socialism is predicated on the concept of equality, only its perverted version of that word. It is such. Socialized medicine does ensure equality. It ensures everyone suffers equally. If Alfie's parents were allowed to accept the offer of help from the Vatican, UK citizens would wonder why their government wasn't willing to provide that level of care, not just to Alfie, but to everyone. The truth is they can't afford to. The NHS is nearly broke. Rationing care is their most effective cost control measure, so everyone suffers equally. Well, not everyone. If Prince Louis, God forbid, were struck with some awful disease, rest assured that there's no stone that would remain unturned to save his life. He would be brought to any corner of the globe that offered the last measure of hope to his parents. No court in the UK would dare block them, as no bureaucrat would bring the case in the first place. That's the way all families should be able to respond. There are at least two families in the UK who might take issue with doing that for Prince Louis, though, and likely unknown countless others who simply didn't know to fight. when you are a subject, sometimes you just don't quite understand that your life has value. Every life has value. There is no wasted life. There are lives that, get wasted. This tale of two babies is one that no one wanted to see play out. And yet, there it is. For the whole world to see. Take a good look at it. Alfie's parents fought on with support from the millions around the world. They were standing up for this lost cause, and lost causes are the only ones worth fighting for. I lost an uncle. There was nothing that anybody could have done to save him. You look around, you look at yourself, and you say, I'm young, I have all this power, I have all this, I can recover and everything, and you're looking at somebody being kept alive by a machine, and you realize that this is just something that, you can't help anybody once they get to a certain point. The only thing you can do is try to do things in accordance with their wishes and make sure that every option has been exercised. I had several good decades with him. Alfie's parents had several months. And I can't imagine what they've been forced into by the government over their little boy. For all the flaws in our healthcare system, we do not suffer this. Even bankruptcy is a better option than subjugation. But that subjugation was something that could have made a difference for Alfie. While the royal family celebrates their newest member, they remain silent as Alfie was sentenced to death. The Queen could have changed things had she intervened. Her official powers may be limited, but her power is not. She chose not to use it, though her subjects attempted to pressure her to. She's a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. You think she would have, but she's the Queen, and everyone else is her subject. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution reads, "No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust shall under them, without the consent of the Congress, accept any present," any of that stuff. Their system got its wish. We can never allow this here. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.